Now, I just want to conclude with this theme that became so prominent in the Middle Ages and which has echoed in modern writing, the wasteland theme. T.S. Eliot in the 20s, 21, 90, 21, I think it was, published the Wasteland. I guess it was 25. The 20s, this was my decade, was full of this feeling. I don't know why. It was the loveliest time you can imagine. But everybody thought everything was so sad. It was the way artists had. This is the way artists are. Everybody else having a good time. This fellow's off in a tower somewhere thinking, oh. And this was it. So you had the wasteland. What was going to renew it? Well, T.S. Eliot says, I got this theme from Jesse Weston's From Ritual to Romance, which was a study of the Grail legend. And the Grail theme was of the Grail king, the king who represented the guardian of the high spiritual symbol, the fluorescence and flowering of human spirit, had been wounded in such a way that his whole realm, I say the realm of Europe, the realm of the world, was rendered sterile. And the task of the Grail hero, the hero who was going to achieve the quest, was to heal the Grail king, to make him well again, so that the land would flower with its nature power. Well, you must remember what that period was. It was the 12th century. This is the period toward the close of the 12th century of Innocent III, the greatest, most powerful pope. It was the period of, shortly following this, in 1220, of the Albigensian Crusade. It was a period when people were compelled to believe what they didn't really believe, when the clergy did not morally represent the virtue that they were supposed to be dispensing through the sacraments. It was a period when marriage was a purely political, social affair, and love was the great danger, when woman was called the door of the devil, when the whole of Europe was under, as it were, a pall of authoritarianism, how you should act. And not only that, but even in the more graceful sphere of the courtly life, where there were certain ways you had to behave in order to be a respected and respectable knight, things you should do, things you shouldn't do. Well, you know the story, and the particularly great representation of it is in Wolfgang von Eschenbach's Parsifal, which Wagner then destroyed. He turned it into a topsy-turvy land. The main theme was that every time the young, buoyant knight who was ruthless in his courage and in his spontaneity of nature, causing all kinds of disturbance and havoc, but every time he did what he was told to do, instead of what his nature moved him to do, things got worse. This is a good thing to remember. The problem was that people were not acting on the drive of nature. They were acting in terms of what they were told they should be doing. And who was there in the world who would have the courage to act as nature, but not as crude nature, as noble nature? There was this idea of the noble heart, the heart refined. And this was the idea of courtly love. Let me say a word about this, because this is the conclusion now. This is what touches on this theme of Parsifal. The noble heart was a heart capable of feeling love. There's an old tradition of the polarity of Eros and Agape. Lust, the lust of the flesh for the flesh, and agape, the wonderful compassion of the spirit. The lust of the flesh for the flesh is quite impersonal. Any attractive person will do. The agape of the religious spirit is quite impersonal. Love your neighbor as yourself, no matter who he is. But the love of the troubadour, and here's something quite European, you won't find it anywhere else in the world, is quite personal. In the poetry of Guillaume de Bernay, one of the great Provençal poets, the problem of love is rendered as follows. Love is born of the eyes and the heart. It does matter who it is. A person of particular beauty or nobility is beheld by the eyes. This image is communicated to the heart, but the noble heart, the heart capable of love, not simply lust. And the woman then, it's her job to make sure that it's noble, that it is love and not lust, that it is personal and not general. Any dame will do is not the right approach. And when she is assured of that, the consummation of Merci, her rendition of the, well, it needn't be actually physical sex, but just the gesture of recognition, this is known as Merci, is rendered. And then that relationship is permanent. And the activity of a clergy in there is completely secondary. Now, in Parsifal's work, these two young people, Parsifal and his beloved, meet themselves, meet each other for the first time, and immediately they know that this is it. And it's a quite darling, graceful, lovely thing. They're two very young kids. They're 16 or 17 and quite fresh and dewy-eyed. And he has saved her castle and all this kind of business. And their first 3 nights together, they lie without touching each other. And yet, the marriage has taken place. It is adjoining spiritually, and the crisis has taken place, and they both feel it. And then, in a very charming way, Wolfram says, he thought, perhaps his mother was right, that you should kiss the girl. And their arms and legs, he said, you will pardon me for mentioning it, were interlaced, and they found it lovely, and things were that way from then on. This commitment, then, of him to her, and the resolution, this is the point, of his nature, led him finally to the saving of the Grail King. His first visit to the Grail King's castle, the point was, he saw the suffering king, and he should ask, what is the matter here? That's what his nature told him to say. But then he thought, a knight must not ask questions, so he didn't ask. And the result was that things got worse. But in his second visit to the castle, when he had learned to let his nature talk, no matter what it meant in the way of social opprobrium, he said, what is the matter here? He let his nature, his compassion, talk instead of his sense of social responsibility and so forth, and everything was healed. Well, now, here is a theme which T.S. Eliot takes over. T.S. Eliot asks, where is the one who will bring the water to refresh the land? Where is this word of nature? And he shows a city just acting in a mechanical way.